Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, there we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,458. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. The Men's Room. I'll tell you today, welcome to the exciting return of
Week.
And the game known as Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes helps you with the munchies. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, the Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clock, we're going to draw.
All right, here we go. Pennsylvania continues to come on strong as naked woman enters neighbor's home to steal Iron City beer.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a Florida man does a wheelie on 95, and after a three-hour cleanup, now all lanes are clear. Man tells cops, when I get out, I'm going to shoot up this car with cocaine all over his face. Jersey man sues Dunkin' Donuts after they spill hot coffee all over his special place. And Florida couple attempt to hold a wedding at the home of a guy who was living there, and they demanded he leave. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
All up, bitches, good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. Here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the... How's it getting there?
Let's go.
We will spin the category wheel, and then we will ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Tyler, who is the Cupid of stupid, and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Big contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the Jones, and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,458. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Oh, my goodness. What a big show. Head Chef is here. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And, you know, sometimes it's probably a pretty smart idea to have an emergency road kit in the back of your trunk, just in case, you know, maybe need some chains for your tires, a flare, one of those little orange
ties
squares,
and duct tape,
blankets,
a shovel.
Yeah, exactly. All that stuff. You know what I mean? Flashlight would be a good idea.
Lime.
Just in case something goes wrong.
A machete.
Well,
salt.
I believe the head chef today is going to have a kit like that you should have at home just in case you get the munchie.
The munchie kit.
It's not that you always want to eat pizza rolls or whatever the hell it is. Maybe ramen. I don't know.
Yeah.
But just in case, there is some food out there that is pretty good for the munchies. Typically, that means it's easy to make.
Yes.
The microwave can come into play a little bit on this deal. And
it shouldn't be anything that takes long.
And also satisfying.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to be the best food, again, because you're just hungry.
Yeah.
So
you think someone's gotten a munchies and said, we should have foie gras and caviar.
Oh, you know there's a stoner out there.
Have you ever made dino nuggets?
Or oh, for
ever,
me.
Have you ever made, like, have you ever gone, you know what I could use here? You know what I mean? Like, it's not really for you, but you look in there and you go, you know what?
I have not made dino nuggets for me.
Some little frozen waffles.
But what I have done, I've done frozen waffles. The dino nuggets, typically, the kids have eaten some earlier in the day, and then what's left over, I will take down. But I did not make them specifically.
You did not make them
for
originally
me.
For yourself.
And frankly, they're pretty good.
Okay. All right. So the head chef's got some food that'll help you just in the weird instance that you might have a case of the munchies.
Yeah, in case you're hungry.
Okay. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy is Tyler for the year. He took 14 questions to get one right. And every time we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little Men's Room poll. Now, the last time, we asked you hypothetical. You're just going to work one shift. That is it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to work there full time. You just have to work one of these particular shifts, an eight-hour work shift. So, in honor of the Yakima Walmart, we figured that this would be a good poll question. And, in fact, Yakima Walmart was a selection. So was magazine door-to-door sales.
Mm-hmm.
We determined that would be a tough one because not only do you not get paid by the hour, but you only get paid when you sell a magazine. And I don't know anyone that still gets magazines.
And you're selling magazines to strangers who did not expect you at their front door.
And will not answer said door. And look through the Ring camera and go, who in the hell's on my porch? Then we had night shift convenience store. We figured you'd work an eight-hour shift from 5 until midnight or whatever the deal is.
Oh, no, I'm saying overnight, man.
Overnight?
The 11 to 7.
Sometime in there. And then we had the apartment sign spinner. You know the guy. Two bedrooms,
yeah.
One bedroom,
mm-hmm.
Just this way, something terrace. You know what I mean? He's out there doing the dance, and you think to yourself, that guy makes me want to live there. So, what do you say?
He just makes me want to live.
Right, will exactly. He be my neighbor?
Uh-huh. So, we asked you to vote, and it's easy to do. You just follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Here's how this all shook out. The job that you did not want to work for a day, with only 8% of the vote, was, in fact, magazine door-to-door sales.
Yeah, yeah.
Not really that big of a surprise. Coming in at number three, a lot of you said, you know what? Maybe just out of curiosity, I just wanted to be a part of this and see what's going on. Yakima Walmart. 24% of you said, you know what? I think I could do it. Coming in at number two, night shift convenience store worker, 31%. If you were going to take a job for one day and one day only, you're going to get out there and spin that sign and get some people to rent some apartments.
I'm sure you will.
And I don't know how you could possibly get spiffed on that. I don't know, commission-wise. Hey, how did you find out about us? And they say, the guy out front spinning the sign. Or, Or
that guy.
Sure it's on the application.
Okay, so there you go. Oh, those are the results. All right, on to our poll. By the way, the poll today will be very close to the poll that we've done all week here in the men's room. Mm-hmm. But today we're doing it with a twist. So today, instead of...
Jesus Christ.
So today, instead of...
I'm embarrassed for you.
One name being drawn from the hat... we are drawing three names from the hat, and you have to determine the member of the program that did not get their name drawn from the hat. It is just that simple. That means that the person who did not get their name drawn from the hat is the person least likely you think that did not get their name drawn from the hat, you see. But three of us did.
Somehow you made that more confusing. Yeah.
It's not as confusing as it sounds.
No, that was impressive. It's a simple concept that as I listen to you, I'm like...
I'm a professor. It takes time to explain this so you get confused. You should be taking notes right now. Either way, what we're doing is we're drawing three names today. So one person did not get that name drawn. You will pick that person who did not get their name drawn. Hopefully that's a little easier for you.
By the way, here's a suggestion. Someone says you really need to do a live day for Big Dummy on Weed Week.
That would be great.
I think that would be fantastic.
Sure, absolutely.
Man.
And the game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Tony. Hola.
Tony, hola. Tony, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Tony. Tony, what's going on with your phone?
That's a mob. That's a mobster. Sober, Tony.
I don't know. I think my phone's all right.
Okay.
The funny thing is, he's never sober.
Right.
But they call him Sober Tony.
All right, Tony, I know it's earlier in the game here, but who do you think did not get their name picked today? Will it be Steve, Mike, Ted, or Miles?
Steve.
We're going to say Steve?
Week.
Okay. Fair enough.
Preparation, Ted. All right there, Sober Tony. Here is your question. In honor of Weed Week, why don't we start with this? Multiple choice. Who was the first country to legalize cannabis? Was it Portugal, Jamaica, Uruguay, or the U.S.? Portugal, Jamaica, Uruguay, or the U.S., first country to legalize cannabis.
Oh, gotta be Jamaica, man.
Portugal?
Uruguay.
Oh.
Trailblazers.
Ew. They don't get enough credit for that.
gonna have them all day.
Sober Tony, question number two for you. What state's motto is live free or die?
It's written on their license plate, and the reason that you should think far away is because you probably have never seen this license plate.
Mm-hmm. Very East Coast boys.
Alabama.
No, see? Live free or die. It makes you think like Oklahoma, Alabama. You know what I'm saying? Right. No, these are the fighting folks of that terrifying state where children can't sleep at night for fear that they will meet one of these tough people from the state of New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. All right, I was close. Yeah. I thought Vermont, Connecticut.
Damn. You don't remember Old Hampshire?
God, Old Hampshire sucked.
Yeah,
no, the new one's much better.
Yeah, you go to live free or die, bro. All right, here's a question. 50-50 shot on this. Actor Arthur Jefferson, he was much better known as one half of Laurel and Hardy. Was he Laurel or Hardy?
Laurel.
What was the name again on that? Stan what?
Weed Week.
Arthur Jefferson.
Arthur Jefferson.
Okay.
Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
I did not know that was his actual name.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I know. We were all surprised.
Right.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James!
James, welcome to the men's room.
Bud and Ditches, baby.
Hola.
Oh, nice. Back in the beer.
James, you're sober, then?
I am sober.
Okay, James, we're going to hope you're going to bring the excitement today.
Okay.
You can do it, man. You can do it. All right. James, who did not get picked today? Steve, Mike, Ted, or me?
From what I've heard so far?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Ted.
Ted. Okay.
Weed Week.
Quick beer question. Have you stocked any of the new, like, super strong White Claw?
No, that's a competitor company.
My apologies.
It's all good.
Yeah.
What is
truly,
the super...
truly you knew that.
Weed Week.
What is the super strong White Claw that's coming out?
They basically...
What, like 8% now?
Yeah, it's like a Four Loco.
Are they still called White Claw? Or are they like White Talon?
It's got a picture of Kid Rock.
It might be just called like Ocho.
All right, here's your question. The city of Charlotte-Amalie is the capital of which U.S. territory? American Samoa, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, or Guam?
You said Charlotte what?
Charlotte-Amalie.
Name like that, I'm going to guess the Virgin Islands.
Man, he's good.
Yeah, James Beergo. One and done. Get out of here.
He doesn't sound like a guy that's going to do well, but he always does well.
All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Stoner Jen, welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Hello, Stoner
Jen. Did you age 40 years since the last time we talked? You sounded like Edith Bunker.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Jen, who is it?
Liquor and whores.
Who is it? Not
weak. That's how I ended up here.
It's probably because I'm still kind of drunk from last night, so...
Wow, dude, maybe. It's 2:30.
Yeah, this is not,
man.
That's not good. What time do you go to bed?
Like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you're probably good. All right, Jen, who did not get picked today? Steve, Mike, Ted, or myself?
Let's go you, Miles.
All right, I'll take it. How was yesterday?
Out there, Stoner Jen. Oh, people chiming in and says, now I want to get high listening to you. Go ahead, man.
Do whatever.
Weed, your life. All right, Stoner Jen, your question. What is the only state where the Venus flytrap grows natively?
New Mexico?
Where'd you guess?
New Mexico?
I think it's like North Carolina or something, isn't it?
It is North Carolina.
Yeah.
So any Venus flytrap that's growing, it's all in North Carolina within 60 miles of Wilmington.
Mm-hmm. That's a weird tidbit.
Is that a claim to fame?
Why can't it grow anywhere else?
I don't know.
What can grow past 60 miles, but then it just becomes a different name? Kind of like bourbon.
Oh, I got you. Right. Oh, that makes sense. So it's the Venus area.
It's the Venus trap region.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, like champagne, Parmesan.
I follow.
Venus flytrap.
I follow.
All right, here's your question.
Are we in the Venus Triangle yet?
Always looking for that. All right, multiple choice question for you. How many of the 50 states have a law banning cannibalism? None, 1, 17, or all 50?
One.
That is correct. Is it like Idaho or something, right?
It is Idaho.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you know this already, Miles?
Oh, no reason.
Looking for a safe place to live.
No reason.
Yeah, so
Coeur d'Alene's beautiful.
One
soft
state.
Soft soil.
So I don't know. Like, that's the only state where cannibalism is expressly forbidden.
All right? Yeah, okay.
So, like, if I eat somebody, am I cool here? And they're like, oh.
That's why a lot of
we have no law against it.
That's why a lot of people move to Spokane from there. Just specifically
they can eat people.
Correct. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Well, I mean, I guess like Jeffrey Dahmer in the end, just he's in jail because of the murders.
Well, yeah. I didn't kill them, right? Like, I just found them, like roadkill. Somebody hit this person jogging. I throw him in my car. But here's the thing. I'm not trying to disrupt an investigation, but much like a deer that's been hit by a car, I happen to eat people. And you don't have a law against it. Maybe we should. I'm just...
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to look into it.
Okay. Speaking of people you'd like to eat. Hello, Candy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Candy, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
You are sober.
Yeah.
All right, Candy. Welcome to the show. Okay, Candy, who do you think did not get picked today? Steve, Mike, Ted, or myself?
Weed Week.
Ted. I'm going with Ted.
Go for Ted.
Nice.
Sounds good.
All right there, Candy. In honor of Weed Week, the question, what are the two strains of cannabis?
Steva.
I'll give that
Sativa,
one too.
Sativa and Indica.
Who that was not even close, but she had stevia, like the sweetener, and India, like the country. But I guess the judges
close
says
enough.
That's okay.
Wonder who's in the background.
Wow. The guy giving her the answers.
Right. Well, he obviously smokes.
Like, I don't get that. Like,
Sativa,
all right,
Indica.
I'm going to call, but I don't know anything. I'd say, like, why don't you play? Because I don't know anything. Game is big time. 206-421-ROCK.
Yeah, candy's more fun.
Yeah.
By the way, real quick update on Venus flytraps.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah.
If you've looked for Venus flytrap knowledge, you've come to the right show today. Venus flytraps evolved to be carnivorous because they grow in extremely poor quality soil in marshlands in North Carolina. And then it's cleared up. If it grows more than 60 miles away, the flytrap just simply becomes known as Tim Reed. That was a WKRP
in Cincinnati joke. Cincinnati joke there, yes, if you were wondering at home.
Weed Week!
Yeah. I'm just going to work in Rick Moranis at some point.
Okay. All right. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Sean, are you sober or not sober?
Still at work, so sober.
All right. Well, thanks for calling the show. Sean, men's room poll. Who did not get picked today? Steve, Mike, Ted, or myself?
Weed Week!
I'm going to go with
the
Ted Smith.
Nice. That sucks. We're having a great time.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. What classic baseball player was nicknamed the Flying Dutchman?
That sounds like a move.
Yeah, it does. Or a sexual.
That's the move meant, man.
You're tracking, Sean. I don't think any other way.
Gotcha. Now I'm tracking. Was it Honus Wagner?
Oh, man, what is going on today? It's amazing. That guy played baseball in, like, 1912, right?
Yeah.
1913. How the hell would you know?
I think he played in the 1800s.
Maybe. I don't know. He was, like, the first big baseball card worth anything. So I'm just assuming it was way back in the day.
But it's crazy that he nailed the answer. Like, that sounds like a sex move. Honus Wagner.
Game is big dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
All right, his defense, though, outside of the baseball card and now that, like, is there other Honus Wagner facts we should know?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you one.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, like, next is, like, I don't know, Jim Thorpe. I can't remember who would be the next big athlete.
Actually, the Honus Wagner sounds like a German sex move. Do you want to see Flying Dutchman or the Honus Wagner? Hello, Billy. Welcome to the men's room.
Ta-ta.
Billy, sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Billy. How old are you, Billy?
33.
Did you ever fight to drop the Billy and just go Bill, or did you know you're just going to be a Billy?
I'm Billy.
But nobody calls you Bill?
Bill's my dad.
How about William?
Nope.
No Willie?
Nope.
Okay. Who did not get picked today?
Billy?
Steve, Mike, Ted, or Miles?
Willie, Will, William?
Thrill.
Okay.
Why don't we check what his middle name is, Miles?
Has anyone ever called you Larry? Just by accident. Yeah. Larry. Just one time.
Right. Nope.
Lawrence.
All right. Here is your question. In his 21-year NBA career, how many three-pointers did Shaquille O'Neal hit? None, one, two, or three?
One.
Man, oh man, people are on fire
people
today.
People are killing it. Think about this.
I'm glad he did not shoot those.
What, three?
Well, I mean, I would have to think he might have, if that's the case, he missed 20. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did not shoot. He might have been 5%.
He did not take three-point shots, but he did hit one in 21 years. 21 seasons playing in the NBA. He sunk one. It was in his fourth season.
Damn.
By the way, Miles, Honus Wagner played in Pittsburgh.
Get out of here.
Almost his whole career.
Get out of town.
Week.
More Big Dummy coming up. Yens 206-421-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Radio.com is now Odyssey. Download the Odyssey app and listen to KISW in the men's room anywhere, anytime. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right, Steve, who is our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Matt. Welcome to the show. All right, Matt, men's room poll. Who did not get picked today, in your opinion? Steve, Mike, Ted, or myself?
Mike Hawk.
Vote for Mike Hawk.
Week.
All right, Matt, here's your question. What fruit is most commonly added to yogurt to make the Indian dish raita?
What fruit?
Yes, what fruit?
Wow, I have no idea. Apples.
Plums? Nope, not a sweet fruit.
Tomatoes?
Cucumbers. That's a fruit. It is a fruit.
Uh-huh. It's used to me too, Miles.
Trick question.
It kind of was.
Cucumbers are fruit. My ass.
You can't hold a cucumber and walk down the street and eat it.
That defines a fruit.
What about a pickle? You got a big classic dill, and you walk down the street eating comfortably.
Now, pickles are kind of reaching that level of the single-serve packet where I think yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'd be odd in New York City to see a dude walk down the street.
But if he's eating a cucumber,
nothing is weird in New York City.
But if I have a napkin around it, yeah, that's fine. But if I'm eating it straight out of the plastic, nah.
But a cucumber?
The pickle.
All right. Well, this is the same thing, man.
I know. Why don't you give it a try?
It's a different
form. We'll do a social experiment, right? You walk down the street and eat a cucumber, just get a sense of what people are thinking when they look at you. Then do it with a pickle.
All right.
All right, here is your question. What are the four groups of instruments played in a modern orchestra?
Ooh. Ooh. Mike Hawk's going to kill me because he was in band, and I don't think I'm going to get this right, but wind, percussion, brass. I don't know. I don't know the last one.
Strings.
Oh, damn it.
So strings, and it's not winds, it's woodwinds. I was going to give it to you. Yeah, strings, woodwinds, percussion, and brass.
No class.
Okay.
I was calling them horns. Classless son of a... All right, what is the most common swear word used in the TV series Battlestar Galactica?
Jeez, what is with Battlestar Galactica? Our family plays Trivial Pursuit, and there's a billion questions about Battlestar Galactica in that. But
it was a big show, bro.
Frick.
Close.
Frack.
Frack. Yeah.
Frack. Oh, like freaking frack.
You got it. My daughter says frick. Ah, frick. All right, Matt, including the end zone, how long is a regulation NFL football field?
You're talking about in yards?
Yes, in yards.
You can do feet as well.
What the hell else?
You can do feet.
I didn't know if you were going to want feet or yards. Yeah. So
it's first and three it's third and nine.
It's first and 30 feet. They say that all the time. I get where you're coming from.
Is it 130 yards?
It's 120.
120.
I thought the end zones were 15 yards, not 10. My bad.
10. Mm-hmm.
What's Canadian end zone? Is it 15 or 20, Ted?
I think there might be 20 deep. 20? So 110 yard field, 20 yard deep end zone.
And they also have 55 yard line.
Right, because 110 yard field. And three downs to get a first down.
That'd be a lot of inches, too.
How many feet is that, Matt?
Jesus Christ.
You broke it down to feet. It's supposed to be yards. Why not inches?
Matt, it's Canadian. They do it in meters.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, that was a good
one. It is
kind
of weird that the only time they use the standard system is in football.
Yeah, right, because it's 110 yards.
Yeah.
Everything else meters.
Right, exactly.
Those wacky Canucks. All right, here's your question. What two 1980s TV shows featured a character named Uncle Jesse?
Okay, I think I got this one. Full House and Dukes of Hazzard.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know Uncle Jesse, that's a fact.
And they looked identical.
A lot alike. I bet both of them got a plethora of ladies.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Of course.
By the way, quick update. It's first and 360 inches.
First and 360 inches. Week.
Thank you, Ted. That's all we should start calling it.
Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK, who's our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Chase. Welcome to the men's room.
Dummy. What's going on, bitches?
Hola. Chase, welcome to the program. He's sober, not sober.
Not sober and first-time caller.
All right, thanks, Chase. Nice. We appreciate it, man.
I called you hammered, man.
Okay, Chase, what do you think? Who did not get picked today? Steve, Mike, Ted, or myself?
Let's go Mike.
Mike Hawk. Weed Week. He hasn't said much, so I'm wondering if that thing has kicked in yet.
All right, here's your first question. In what year of the 90s was the World Wide Web launched?
1992?
91. 91. Who are you playing with?
My buddy, I just pulled up to his house here, and he tried to call him before, too, but you guys cut him off at the end.
Is that because he sucked or because he got one right?
No, I guess you guys didn't have time or something.
That happens. We have so many contestants.
Yeah, we're going to tell them that every week. Yeah. All right, here's the question. Is the mascot for the Colorado Rockies a dragon, a wolf, a cougar, or a triceratops?
It's a wolf, isn't it?
I think it's a triceratops.
It is a triceratops. Do you know why?
Because more dinosaur bones are found in Colorado than any other state.
When they were digging that specific spot for the stadium.
They found the bone.
Yeah, they found some big-ass bone.
What's his name?
I think it was Luigi.
Didn't they find a giant, like, woolly mammoth tusk or something like that when they were digging up some building in South Lake Union?
That was a big Shirley's toenail.
Oh, my
yeah,
bad.
They did.
Wasn't a mammoth? Oh, his name's Dinger.
Dinger.
Oh, Dinger the Triceratops.
Dinger.
Hey, Dinger. Dinger, come on down here. Say hi to the
kids. Get your hands out of your pants. Stop playing your Dinger. Weed Week. Come on, boy. Dinger,
you're 3 years
old. Dugout.
You're 3 years old now. Every single day. Dinger, get your hands out of your pants. That's a claim to fame in Colorado.
Uh-oh, look out.
All right, your question. Who wrote the book The Godfather, on which the film was based?
Robert Downey Jr., I don't know.
Robert Downey Jr.
So close. Ted, do you know?
Mario Puzo?
Yeah, Mario Puzo.
All right, Chase, question four.
Where in your body would you find the Puzo? She punched me right in the Puzo. Where do you think I'm talking about?
Sounds like Puzo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
That's where my head went, too.
Yeah. Puzo. All right, your question. Whose army allegedly shot the nose off of the Sphinx?
The nose off of the Sphinx?
Yes.
Oh, man.
There was a war going on. This cat rolled down there. They fired a cannon. I think they wanted to blow his head off, but they blew the nose off.
British.
Michael Jackson style.
Let's go to British.
Germany?
Napoleon.
Oh, Napoleon. It's a French.
French.
We will blow the nose off of this cat. That will show them. He has funny face now. Oui, oui. All right, your question. Let's talk about something you know a lot about. Bears. What is the heaviest breed of bear?
Oh, God. Grizzly. Grizzly bear.
I'll say polar.
Polar. Question six. Question number six for Chase. In honor of Weed Week, multiple choice question. Which was the first state to legalize recreational use?
Weed Week.
Of marijuana. Was it Oregon, Washington, Colorado, or Hawaii?
It's Colorado first, and I believe Washington second.
Okay, we just did number one, but I like where your head's at.
There you go.
I like it. Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, nice work.
Got five wrong, you bring up weed, he's like, not only that.
He turned to his buddy and said, don't worry, I got this.
Big Dummies, the game, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Matthew, sounds like you're driving, so you're sober.
Sober.
Gotcha, brother.
All right, man.
Men's room poll. Who do you think did not get picked today? Steve, Mike, Ted, or myself?
I'm going with Ted.
Ted it is.
Nice.
Well, I mean, depending on what you think fun is.
This is fun.
Yeah.
You sound like you're having fun.
You sound like you're having a great time. We're having a blast.
Here's your question. What do Mick, as in McDonald's, and Mac, M-A-C, mean when used in surnames? So there's Mitch McConnell. What does the Mick mean?
Mister?
Wait a minute. So do they mean the same thing, Mick and Mac?
They both mean the same thing. But it means, so if you're back in what, ancient Ireland or whatever, if you said, I'm Ronald McDonald.
McAllister?
What did I figure out? The Mick, son of. So Ronald, son of Donald. Or, as I wrote down, you could be Mick-a-bitch.
son of.
Mick-a-bitch.
Huh. Did not know that.
Let's continue. What does Von mean when used in a surname?
On, like O-N?
Or A-U-G-H.
N. Or what, Vaughn with a V. Or Van, like Van Halen.
Oh.
Von Miller.
Yeah, the guy I went to school with named Vaughn was V-A-U...
That's the first name, yeah. But this is Vaughn as in your surname.
Right, like the Dutch people.
Yes.
The...
I don't know. I'm going to go Mitch again.
The...
Nope. Of. So, where Mick a bitch would be the Irish son of a bitch, we have... Son von a bitch, if you want to
son
go. Son von a bitch. Because von is of, so son von a bitch. Son von a bitch. Or Mick a bitch. Either way, you're saying son of a bitch. See what I did there for?
I wonder what van means.
I think it's the same thing.
Okay, van and von are the same.
All right, in what city is the Kentucky Derby held every year?
I don't know any city in Kentucky. Tallahassee, I don't know.
Lexington?
Tallahassee would be in Florida.
Is it Louisville?
It is Louisville.
Louisville. You don't pronounce anything after you say Louisville. That's how they say it if you're from there.
Where are you from, Bull? All right, your question. What band released the terrible yet hit song Radio Gaga? We play this band on this station. We don't play that song, but we do play this band.
What decade was that released?
1982.
Is it that old?
I'm trying to think when Live Aid was. Because that was their last single for me.
Then, yeah, right around there. So probably like 83, 84, sometime around there. 84. All right, thank you, Mike.
God Save the...
Queen.
Okay, there you go. Right, the hint worked. Very good. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
I'm thinking, like, he's got to get this right. Even if you're like, what is Ted talking about? Oh! Major hint. Hello, Manuel. Welcome to the men's room.
Manuel, does that mean you're sober or stoned?
I'm sober.
Right.
Oh, man.
I know.
I feel you, dude.
Could you drive a manual transmission?
I'm right here driving around with a little bucket over here, so I can't do anything.
Hey, can you drive a manual transmission?
Yes, I can.
Nice, I figured so.
I mean, it has
can you
to.
Drive a miles transmission?
I can drive many miles.
It doesn't exist.
Jesus.
Who did not get picked today, Manuel? Steve, Mike, Ted, or myself?
Miles didn't get picked.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Weed Week.
All right, here's the question. The Big Mouth Billy Bass electronic fish sings the song Take Me to the River. Who is the song's original artist?
Prince.
Kid? Believe it or not, Billy the Big Mouth Bass did not write that himself. No.
Take Me to the River?
Uh-huh.
Is well, it like an old, like...
Yeah, it is. So, Talking Heads covered it.
Yeah.
But we go, it's like, I don't know.
This dude used to get ass. He got mad ass. He's got
like it's like an old R&B song.
Al Green.
Al Green.
Al Green. Oh, Al Green. Yeah. Ass dropped out of the sky when he walked out
then
on
why
stage.
Don't you call him by his real name? The Reverend Al Green.
The Reverend, yeah.
Reverend got plenty of tails.
He did.
Which Reverend doesn't?
All right, your question. What breed of dog is Scooby-Doo?
Is he, I believe he's a boxer.
He's a Great Dane, I believe.
Great Dane.
Someone says, over here saying she can say hi. Say hi.
Hi.
Hey. Your dad's going to take you to McDonald's. Your dad's going to take you to McDonald's to get ice cream, and you have any toy you want.
But today only.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah. Nothing. Miles didn't say anything. All right.
Pizza tonight for dinner.
They didn't say anything. All right. Yeah, lying to your kids. It's what we do. That's what parenthood is. All right, the question. What lead singer's real name is William Bailey?
Say that again. You're broken up.
What lead singer's real name is William Bailey? Little Billy Bailey. He went on to be somebody that Billy Bailey sure did. Look at him up on that stage singing.
What, give little, us a hand. What decade?
Oh, Little Billy Bailey. He broke out real big with this band in about 1986. Real.
Weak.
Little Billy Bailey sure did.
Sting, I'm not sure.
Boy George?
No. Little Billy Bailey grew up to be Axl Rose.
Oh.
That's why he changed his name to Axl. Because he had that one and to go, Little Billy Bailey going to go up that stage to sing.
Billy Bailey's in a rock and roll band.
Little Billy Bailey going to Los Angeles.
When you talking like that boudin, you want to get some boudin?
Give that Little Billy Bailey some boudin. I met his friend Duff and another one named Slash and another one named Izzy, and the one that kicked out the band's name is Steven.
You didn't get a name, man.
Because Duff, Izzy, Slash, and Little Billy Bailey, they know what's going on, not Steve. All right, your question. If you were infected with the variola virus, what disease would you have? Smallpox, measles, mumps, or polio?
Pox.
As in chicken pox?
Smallpox?
Smallpox.
Yeah. Well done. Okay, now take your kid to McDonald's.
That's right, get your pizza tonight for dinner. Any toy you want.
Any toy you want.
Uh-huh. Daddy's buying.
Nope. You're breaking up.
Daddy's buying. Daddy's buying. Gave us Big Dummy, 206-421-RUSH.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Josh?
Hello, Josh.
Hola.
Hola.
Josh, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Welcome to the show, Josh. Our men's room poll. Who did not get picked today? Steve, Mike, Ted, or myself?
Ted Smith.
Weed Mike.
Okay. Ted in the lead on the pole.
It's like I'm running back on the track.
All right, here's your question. What is the last word in the Ernest Thayer poem, Casey at the Bat? That's due to Mudville. He always gets home runs, and that's the first two pitches go by.
I have not a clue.
That's a fair answer. You're out. Out. Yeah.
That was a tough one back in the day.
But he got what he deserved, Ted. I forgot what the moral of the story was, but...
So did I.
Don't watch a third pitch strike.
Yeah, right? Now I just feel bad for the kid.
Yeah, just like, oh, Casey, come on, man.
Right? Yeah, he's not so mighty anymore. That was the moral.
That was the moral.
Try not to be too mighty.
Unless you're Mighty Mouse.
Never go for more than a single on a potential game winner.
That's the moral, kids.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. Which member of the Jackson family had a role on the TV show Good Times?
Janet.
Yeah, that's it. She played Little Penny. Mm-hmm. She sure did.
She was hot back then. And she was on the other one.
I was the same age. You were the same age.
I was the same age.
That is important to qualify,
yes, I was the same
man.
Age. It's
Jesus
all right.
Christ.
No, it's fine.
Well, she was 9 years old.
She was better looking.
Yeah.
She was better looking on Different Strokes.
I remember that.
You know when you know. Different Strokes, she was hotter.
She was.
You're talking about 13 at that time.
But
I don't care. We're the same damn age. I'm allowed to do that then.
I would just qualify it before
exactly.
I say.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you did. Oh, she's looking on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I watch reruns. Weed Week. Still.
Okay.
We should take a break. More Big Dummy on the way. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421-ROCK.